Gates, we have been taken advantage of in globalist infrastructures for far too long under both Republicans, Democrats. By Jeff Poor on April 15, 2020. Tuesday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, applauded President Donald Trump's announcement to halt funding to the World Health Organization, WHO, and urged more of those actions from the administration. One such measure Gaetz called for was for the United States to end funding to the so-called Wuhan Institute of Virology, which Gaetz said included $3.7 million from the National Institutes of Health. I'm against funding Chinese research in our country, but I'm sure against funding it in China, he said to host Tucker Carlson. The NIH gives this $3.7 million grant to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They then advertise that they need coronavirus researchers, following that coronavirus erupts in Wuhan. And then what's really troubling to me is that either conspicuously or miraculously, the Wuhan Institute of Virology is able to sequence the virus on January 2nd, but China doesn't admit to the virus existing to January 9th. And then the Wuhan Institute of Virology doesn't release this important scientific information to the world until January 12th. So at best, Americans are funding people who are lying to us. And at worst, we're funding people who we knew had problems handling pathogens, who then birthed a monster virus onto the world. There is a far too cozy relationship between U.S. research and Chinese research because there are some research institutions in our country who realize the short-term benefit of Chinese cash, he added. But that doesn't excuse our government, and what should really trouble viewers is that this is an active grant. This isn't something of yesteryear. And so I've called on Health and Human Service Secretary Alex Azar to immediately halt this grant to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They have not been honest, and at worst, they've been negligent to the point of many, many deaths throughout the world. The Florida Republican insisted Health and Human Service Secretary Alex Azar could act on his own to stop this and commended Trump for resisting tendencies to be a patsy for global bodies. I believe that Secretary Azar can do it with the stroke of a pen. And certainly it is consistent with the fantastic news that President Trump gave us today that the United States is no longer going to be a patsy for these America Last organizations like the WHO and the WTO, he said. We have been taken advantage of in those globalist infrastructures for far too long under both Republicans and Democrats. President Trump gives us the chance to liberate ourselves from this and to put our people, our health and our economy first. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.